Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. BJP records landslide victory in Arunachal Pradesh Assembly elections. Sikkim Krantikari Morcha makes clean sweep in Sikkim. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds series of meetings to review wide range of topics, including heat wave and post-cyclone situation. Delhi court remands Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal to judicial custody till June 5 in alleged excise duty scam. In Taiwan Athletics Open, India bagged 7 medals, including 3 gold, 3 silver and 1 bronze. And Indian boxers Jasmine Lamboria and Amit Pangal secure Paris Olympic quotas. And now the news in detail. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has returned to power in Arunachal Pradesh, while the ruling Sikkim Krantikari Morcha, SKM, has secured another term in Sikkim. Counting of votes for assembly elections in the two northeastern states was held today. Polling for the 60 seats in Arunachal Pradesh and for 32 seats in Sikkim was held on the 19th of April, simultaneously with the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. BJP has recorded a landslide victory in Arunachal Pradesh, securing 46 seats out of 60. More from our correspondent.
BJP has retained power in Arunachal Pradesh after winning 46 seats in the 60-seat state legislative assembly. This time, BJP has won 5 more seats compared to 2019 assembly elections. National People's Party has won 5 seats, NCP 3, People's Party of Arunachal 2, Congress 1 and Independence 3. After the declaration of the result today, Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a press conference said that it is a historic moment for the state's Bharatiya Janata Party. He expressed gratitude to the people of the state for supporting BJP with thumping majority to form a new government again in the state.
आज अरुणाचल प्रदेश के लिए एक ऐतिहासिक दिन है और खास करके भारतीय जनता पार्टी के लिए इस बार 2024 का विधानसभा का चुनाव में एक नया रिकॉर्ड बीजेपी ने बनाया है अरुणाचल प्रदेश की जनता है उसको मैं हृदय से बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद आभार करता हूं पीएम नरेंद्र मोदी साहब के आशीर्वाद में जो काम अरुणाचल प्रदेश में हुआ है उस काम को देखते हुए अरुणाचल प्रदेश का जनता ने दोबारा अपना राज्य में भारतीय जनता पार्टी का सरकार गठन करने में एब्सोल्यूट मेजोरिटी का हिसाब से अपना कैंडिडेट को जिताया है
Being asked about who will be the chief minister of the state in the new government, he said that BJP party's high command will decide the next leader. Later in the day, Chief Minister Pema Khandu tendered his resignation to Governor of Arunachal Pradesh. The Governor has accepted the resignation and requested Mr. Khandu and the Council of Ministers to continue until the new government is sworn in. Rakesh Dole, Akashvani News, Itanagar.
Some of the prominent winners from BJP are former Union Minister Ninong Ehring, Party leaders Dr. Mahesh Chai, Tai Nikio, Hong Chun Namdam, Wang Ling Loang Dong, Shering Lamu and Chaka Tabo. In Sikkim, out of all 32 seats, Sikkim Krantikari Morcha, SKM, has won 31 seats. The Sikkim Democratic Front, SDF, has managed to bag only one seat. Incumbent State Chief Minister and SKM President Prem Singh Tamang has won from both Rinok and Soreang Chakung constituencies. SKM candidate and State Assembly Speaker Arun Kumar Upareti won from Arithang seat. SDF candidate Tenzing Norbulanta registered a win over Kunga Nima Lepcha of SKM from Shiari constituency. Our correspondent has filed this report.
In Sikkim, the ruling Sikkim Krantikari Morcha SKM led by Prem Singh Tamang Gole is getting a bumper harvest in the elections for the 32-member Sikkim Legislative Assembly, winning 31 out of 32 seats. BJP, which fought the State Assembly election alone with the strength of 10 sitting MLAs, snapping ties with the regional party just before the election, could not open its electoral account. The Sikkim Democratic Front, SDF, also could get just one seat with its president and former chief minister, Pawan Kumar Chamling, getting defeated in both the two seats he has contested. Both the newly formed Citizen Action Party, CAP, and the Congress also got decimated to zero in their electoral accounts this time. All four female candidates of SKM won with comfortable margins. Ibomsa Sharma, Akashvani News, Gangtok.
The terms of the two assemblies in the northeastern states ended today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked the people of Arunachal Pradesh who have given an unequivocal mandate to politics of development. The Prime Minister has expressed his gratitude to them for reposing their faith in the BJP in this state yet again. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that his party will keep working with even greater vigour for the state's growth. He also appreciated the hard work of the BJP workers, saying that it is commendable how they went across the state and connected with the people. BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda has expressed his gratitude to the people of Arunachal Pradesh for BJP's victory in the state assembly elections. He lauded Prime Minister Modi's leadership and said that the party is committed to fulfilling the vision of Viksit Bharat and Viksit Arunachal. The Prime Minister also congratulated Sikkim Krantikari Morcha and Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang for winning the Sikkim Assembly elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to working with the state government to further the progress of Sikkim. Counting of votes for all the seven phases of Lok Sabha elections will take place on Tuesday. The counting of votes for assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh and Orissa and by-elections to assembly constituencies will also be held the same day. Counting will begin from 8 a.m. onwards. The Election Commission said that the counting trends and results will be available on the ECI website at results.eci.gov.in as well as on the Voter Helpline app. The Voter Helpline app can be downloaded from the Google Play Store or Apple Play Store. A BJP delegation today met the Election Commission in New Delhi and demanded the Commission to ensure safety and security of the electoral process during counting and announcement of results, including measures to prevent any attempt of violence and unrest. The delegation comprised Union Ministers Nirmala Sitharaman and Piyush Goyal and Party Leader Om Pathak. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Mr. Goyal said that the delegation also requested the poll body that every official engaged in the counting process be fully conversant with the minutest details of the prescribed process and engage diligently with all protocols. He said they also urged the commission to take cognizance of the systematic attempts to undermine the electoral process and take stringent action against those responsible. The Election Commission today asked Congress leader Jairam Ramesh to share detailed information about his allegation that Union Home Minister Amit Shah made calls to 150 district magistrates or collectors ahead of counting of votes. In a letter to Mr. Ramesh, the Election Commission also clarified that during the period of enforcement of MCC, all officers are under deemed deputation of the Commission and report directly to the Commission for any directions. The Commission said no district magistrate has reported any such undue influence as alleged by him. The EC added that such public statements by Mr. Ramesh tend to put an element of doubt and thus deserve to be addressed in larger public interest. It also requested him to share details to whom such calls were allegedly made by the Home Minister, along with the factual matrix of the information to take appropriate action in this regard. This is Akash Vani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X at AIR News Alerts.
Election results of the world's largest democracy by the oldest and the most trusted broadcaster of the country.
On 4th of June, every minute's update of vote counting from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Know who took the lead and who trailed.
Accurate information from every seat, who won and who lost.
Listen to what we the people of India decided.
Tune into Akashwani Gold and other Akashwani channels for Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to Evening News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a series of meetings in Delhi to review a wide range of topics including heat wave and post-cyclone situation. During a meeting held to review the aftermath of the cyclone Rema, the Prime Minister was briefed about the impact of the cyclone on the affected states. The loss of human lives and damage to houses and properties due to landslides and floods in Mizoram, Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya and Tripura were also discussed. The Prime Minister said that the government will continue to extend full support to the states affected by the cyclone. He also instructed the Ministry of Home Affairs to monitor the situation and review the matter regularly to extend necessary assistance for restoration. Mr. Modi also held a meeting to review the heat wave related situation in the country. In the meeting, the Prime Minister was briefed that as per IMD forecasts, heat wave is likely to continue in parts of Rajasthan, Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh. This year, the monsoon is likely to be normal and above normal in most parts of the country and below normal in parts of peninsular India. The Prime Minister instructed that proper drills for preventing and handling incidents of fire must be done on a regular basis. Fire audit and electrical safety audit of hospitals and other public spaces must be undertaken regularly. He also said that regular drills for maintenance of fire line in forests and productive utilization of the biomass must be planned. Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court today sent Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal to judicial custody till 5th of June in connection with the money laundering case linked to the alleged excise duty scam. The court was hearing an application of ED seeking judicial custody of Mr. Kejriwal. The application was pending as he was on interim bail. Today, after his surrender, the Rouse Avenue Court remanded him to judicial custody till the 5th of June. Before his surrender, Mr. Kejriwal interacted with party leaders and workers and addressed the people. Mr. Kejriwal was arrested by the ED on March 21 in the alleged Delhi excise duty scam. He had gotten interim bail on May 10 and was asked by the Supreme Court to surrender to Tihar Jail today. In view of the ongoing water crisis in the national capital, Delhi Water Minister Atishi has requested the Haryana and Uttar Pradesh governments to release additional water for Delhi for at least a month. In an official letter to the state governments, Ms. Atishi said that if Delhi can get additional water till the arrival of monsoons, then it can help solve the water crisis in a major way. Talking to media, the water minister said that heat wave in Delhi has further worsened the crisis. Meanwhile, the BJP has alleged that these letters were sent for political purposes. Delhi BJP chief Virendra Sachdeva said that there is no shortage of raw water in Delhi as it gets excess water from its neighbouring states daily. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions to continue with reduced intensity over northwest, central and east India during the next 3 days. The IMD said that heat wave conditions will continue over parts of Himachal Pradesh, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh till tomorrow. It will also be present over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, UP and Orissa till the 4th of this month. On to sports now. In the Taiwan Athletics Open 2024, the Indian contingent concluded the campaign with a remarkable medal haul, bagging 7 medals including 3 golds, 3 silvers and 1 bronze medal. In women's long jump, Nayana James clinched the gold medal, registering the best jump of 6.43 meters today. Sumir Ehata of Japan won the silver, while Yu Jiangmi of South Korea won the bronze medal. In men's 800 meters, India's Ankesh Chaudhary bagged the gold, clocking 1 minute 50.63 seconds, while compatriot Somnath Chauhan won the silver medal, clocking 1 minute 50.88 seconds. Hussein Lorana of Philippines won the bronze. In men's pole vault, Dev Meena won the silver medal. Yong Fu Huang of Chinese Taipei also registered a leap of 5.1 meters. However, Yuan won the gold medal courtesy of fewer fouls. Another Chinese Taipei athlete, Wang Chenqi, took the bronze for a height of 4.8 meters. Yesterday, DP Manu in men's javelin throw clinched the gold medal with the best effort of 81.58 meters. In women's 100-meter hurdles, Nitya Ram Raj bagged the silver with a timing of 13.23 seconds, while Vishnay VK won the bronze in the women's 400-meter race. In boxing, Indian boxers Jasmine Lamboria and Amit Pangal have secured the prestigious Paris Olympic quotas following their impressive performances today. Amit triumphed over Liu Chuang of China with a commanding 5-0 win in the men's 51kg quarterfinal, while Jasmine in the women's 57kg category defeated Marine Kamara of Mali with an easy 5-0 quarterfinal victory. In the ICC T20 World Cup cricket, co-host West Indies are taking on Papua New Guinea at the Providence Stadium in Guyana. Put into bat first, Papua New Guinea were 98 for 6 in 16.4 overs a short while ago. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. BJP records landslide victory in Arunachal Pradesh Assembly elections. Sikkim Krantikari Morcha makes clean sweep in Sikkim. Prime Minister Modi holds a series of meetings to review wide range of topics including heat wave and post-cyclone situation. Delhi court remands Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal to judicial custody till June 5 in alleged excise duty scam. In Taiwan Athletics Open, India bagged 7 medals including 3 gold, 3 silver and 1 bronze. And Indian boxers Jasmine Lamboria and Amit Pangal secure Paris Olympic quotas. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.